Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is, as the man said, Grills Gone Wild, and this is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty bus sidekick, Crispy. Good evening, Crispy. What time is it in Florida?
The time now is 12:01 a.m. That's right. No naps tonight. Oh, yeah. Lots of coffee.
I'm glad you decided to show up this week. I had to give you the wake-up call just to make sure, but welcome to the show, and thank you for clearing up what time it is on the East Coast, because people are still having problems figuring out the time zone thing. But welcome to the show, Mr. Crispy. Anything exciting going on?
No, well, welcome to you too, Mr. Brilliant Idea Man.
Yes, we are having a Brilliant Ideas time, and I guess it's time for us to plug our sponsor, because these poor folks have been sponsoring our show now for going on almost 7 weeks, and believe it or not, they say keep playing the ads, so I guess they either believe in what we're doing or they got nothing better to do. So we'd like to welcome once again our sponsor, High Roller Spirits, and their High Roller Vodka, which is sweet potato vodka, and if you haven't tried it out, certainly check out High Roller Spirits, and I'm going to play their ad here.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the double gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, please check out High Roller Spirits and their sweet potato vodka. You can find it at sweetpotatovodka.com. And Crispy, you're supposed to be quiet when we're playing the sponsor's ad. You're back there fiddling around, moving around your chair, shuffling papers.
Oops. Sorry, I thought I went on automatic hold.
Well, actually, I forgot to put us on hold, so it's my fault anyway.
It's a good thing I probably didn't burp or squeeze the cheese while that was going on. That would have been just fantastic.
Hey, speaking of sponsors, we actually in the process of bringing on a new sponsor in May. So there's actually another company who actually believes in what we're doing, and they'll be coming on in May. As long as you get the ad set up, we can't make any money unless you make the ad, Mr. Voiceover Magic Man.
Yes, I know. In fact, tonight I finished writing the script for it. Now I've just got to lay down some magical musical tracks and record it and send it to you for approval and the sponsor for his approval, and let it rock and roll. Oh, yeah.
Let it rock and roll. And believe it or not, we've actually got a guest this week. In the last few weeks, we have had between technical difficulties, people not being able to know what time zone they're in, and just not wanting to call into the show, we've actually got a guest this evening. He's a country music singer and songwriter. Those of you who may be Facebook friends may have seen this guy on Facebook. His name is Mike Music, and what a name for a country music singer, Mike Music.
Yeah, that is kind of cool, Mike Music.
And I want to bring on Mike. If the phones are working tonight, we should have Mike on the phone here with us. Good evening, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for showing up this evening. I know it's late. You're in Nashville, right?
I'm in Pensacola. I'm in Florida too, but it's 11 o'clock here.
Oh, okay.
Nice, but another Floridian. Awesome.
Yes.
Florida. We were just mentioning that you were born to be a country music singer with the name Mike Music, right?
I guess so, man. My dad's an accountant, but it worked out for me.
I guess if you were born like Joe Cabby or like Bob Accountant, then you would know your direction in life, and you were born with the last name Music. So that's pretty cool.
You know, they've got that saying, if it's not country, it ain't music.
Right.
You know, so it kind of works out well for me.
Well, for those people who may not know your music and what we do here on Grills Gone Wild on Friday nights, we play music and kind of introduce people that are on Facebook who are followers of ours. We're actually a foodie show on Saturdays, but we decided to run this show on Friday nights to just bring out talent, and people got tired of talking about food. So I want to play one of your songs, and before we get started here with the interview and find out more about you, and we're going to play one of your songs called Country Road, which is kind of fitting since you are a country music singer. And everybody sit back and listen. We're going to play Mike Music, Country Road. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after the first song and talk to Mike and find out a little bit about his life and how he got involved in country music.
country
Music and his song Country Road, and I guess you're singing that also with Lindsey Davis, is that right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us a little bit about you and how you got into singing and country music, and I guess in reading a little bit about you, you really weren't into country music in the beginning. I think you were doing some kind of pop music.
Yeah, I grew up in Ohio, but all my family's from Kentucky, so I had identity crisis, but I did pop music for a while, and I moved to Nashville about 7 years ago, and where I was doing some pop records, and then I met Lindsey, started writing with a lot of country songwriters down in Nashville, and fell in love with the genre really because of the stories that they tell and how they connected with their audiences, and had a lot of good mentors there, and that's kind of how things got started in country music.
Now you say you're in Pensacola now. What takes you to Pensacola? Is that where you you live now, or is that you got gigs going on there?
I was on tour during the winter time, and I was playing down here, and I just kind of fell in love with the area. I'd been in Nashville for quite a while and wanted to change, so never lived near the ocean, and I thought, you know, I don't think I could find more beautiful beaches than the ones here in Pensacola, so
How far are you away from Crispy? Where are you, Crispy? You're in Orlando, right? Orlando,
I'm in Orlando. He's way up in the panhandle, probably about 6 hours, maybe 8 hours from me.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're on the west.
I'm right near Alabama.
Right.
Yeah, I'm real far over.
So I was looking through your bio here. So you were doing a lot of songwriting for other artists before you really started, I guess, singing some of your own things. And give people that are listening maybe a little bit of background on how you went from songwriter to pop to the country music genre.
Well, songwriting is definitely something that evolves over time, and it's a craft you have to work on. I started really learning that craft from Mitch Dane, who was producing a Christian band called Jars of Clay. You guys might remember some of their stuff from the kind of the 90s. But was writing with some of those guys, and then I started writing with Stuart Harris wrote a song for Winona Judd called No One Else on Earth.
Right.
Probably heard that song, and
yep.
Was writing some with Stuart and Michael Peterson, who was a big country star in the 90s, a lot of other folks. I've been writing with Kenny Lewis, who writes for Brad Paisley. We wrote a song that we were going to pitch to Brad. We might still do that. It's just sometimes geography affects you. And after a while, I just started falling in love with country music and the writing process. So.
Well, I was looking here too that you were working on a project for PBS, and you wrote a hit single called America. And what was that? That was like, what, 2004?
No, actually, that was a little bit more recently. I wrote American about 2007.
Okay.
And we used the title, the song America that you're speaking of, as the title track for a PBS special on the world's water crisis. And then also I got the privilege of being on a PBS special with Charlie Daniels and Phil Vassar and Jimmy Webb, who's a pretty renowned songwriter, wrote Wichita Lineman. And a lot of you probably heard some of his stuff.
Right.
So I was on that show with those guys, and Charlie Daniels is a great guy. We got to hang out together during the making of that show. So nice guy.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels was like the kind of guy. He looks like the kind of guy you, Crispy, and I could hang out with, huh, Crispy?
Charlie Daniels?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would love to hang out with Charlie Daniels. In fact, I would even love to hang out with Johnny Cash when he was still around. That would be awesome.
Oh,
you might
man,
not
want, man,
you know, might not want to hang out with him now, though.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, no. But if I could go back in time, I think I would like to just have like 10 minutes to talk to Johnny Cash. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, for real. And Christy was the kind of guy. Remember that song? What was it? It was called A Boy Named Sue. That was Crispy when he grew up.
Yes. Yes, a boy named Sue with a big old beard.
Well, Mike,
get confused.
Mike, we're going to play another one of your songs, and I'm going to play Paradise next, and
cool.
We'll come back and chat a little bit more. And is this song a solo of yours, or this one also with Lindsey Davis?
Lindsey and I are both singing this song, yep.
That's fine, okay. All right, so we're going to play Paradise, and everybody hang tight, and we'll come back and talk with Mike Music.
Try to catch me if you care, as we're running in the sand. I've been thinking about you all summer long.
Cause baby, I just didn't know that the feelings in my heart could grow. Oh, I haven't seen you, boy, in such a long time. One step closer to where we wanna be. Oh, hold me close in the pouring rain. I'll kiss your mouth and the heavens sing. I've been praying we could be like this. Take me to that place one more time. It's like paradise.
I just barely can't survive without you, baby, in my life. You're the only one who makes my heart sing.
Oh, I think it's destiny. And I were meant to be. And baby, I will never, never let you go. One step closer to where we wanna be. Whoa. You hold me close in the pouring rain. I kiss your mouth and the heavens sing. Hallelujah. And I close my eyes. Can you feel me tremble underneath your kiss? I've been praying we could be like this. Take me to that place one more time. It's like paradise. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You hold me close in the pouring rain. I kiss your mouth and the heavens sing. Hallelujah. And I close my eyes. I've been praying we could be like this. Take me to that place one more time.
that was Mike Music and the song Paradise with Lindsay Davis. Great stuff, Mike.
Thanks, man.
Yes, awesome tune. Very awesome.
Yeah, really, really, really nice. Do you do a lot of duets with Lindsay Davis?
We were actually in a duet for a while, and we wrote that song Paradise together.
Really nice, yeah. Really nice song. And I guess since you know this is a foodie show, we have to ask the question, are you a foodie of any sort? Do you do any barbecuing in Pensacola, or are you a closet chef, or maybe got some secret recipes you can tell us about?
Oh, man, I can make some mean guacamole.
Sweet. It's probably better than my Hungry Man dinners, that's for sure.
Yeah, we have a pretty good breakfast. Okay. Well, we have a slogan here. If you can boil a hot dog, you can be on our show. So, I mean, if you
correct.
Can...
Now, that I've never done. So, I guess, I don't know. Maybe I should hang up. I don't know if I've ever boiled a hot dog. I've probably grilled a few.
Yeah, I grew up on boiled hot dogs, so I guess that's where that slogan came from. They used to plump us in the pan. They get about 12 times the size of a normal hot dog, but that's how my mother used to cook them. So, so what
yeah,
big
well,
plans?
I make the food go. Yeah.
That's right. What big plans do you have for the upcoming year?
Well, after I boil some hot dogs, I am going to hit the road, and we're going to be playing a bunch of shows starting in September, kind of across the country. I'm going to be just going out on my own, you know, with a band, and it's gonna be a lot of fun, man. You know, I love being on the road. That's what I really try to focus on is connecting with fans, you know, on the road in different cities. I look forward to trying to finish my next record this year. If not the, you know, if not releasing it this year, releasing it first thing next year. And so that's a lot of fun. It's a good process for me.
Now, I didn't mention your website. If people want to buy your music and your new release when it comes out, it's mikemusic.com. That's where they can find your music.
Yep. That's right, mikemusic.com. You can go to iTunes, you know, and find my stuff on there. So,
well, I'm going to play another one of your songs, and then we'll come back and say our goodbyes. And the next song we got on the list here is Walk With Me. And this is one where I think you're solo.
Yeah, this is my new single that's out right now. I wrote this with Stuart Harris, and it's kind of about the guy that realizes that his best friend, girl, that he's in love with her. And so that's what this song's about.
All right. Well, we're going to play Walk With Me. Everybody hang tight, and we'll be back with Mike Music here shortly.
I want to be your holy man.
And that was Mike Music and his song "Walk with Me." Really, really, really great stuff, Mike. We really appreciate you coming on our show. So you said you were heading out on the road. Now, where's your first stop along the way?
Well, I don't know exactly. It'll be in September, so I think they're putting that tour together right now. So when I find out, I will let you know.
Yes. Yeah, please let us know. Well, we do thank you for coming on our show tonight and sharing some of your story and some of your songs. And when you cut your new CD, touch base back with us and have you back on and play some more of your new music.
That sounds great, man. Thanks, guys, so much. I hope you have a great night.
All right.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you coming on.
Yep.
All right, guys. That was Mike Music, and check out his website, MikeMusic.com, and he'll be coming out with his new CD, it sounds like, later this year, and really good stuff, Christy. What do you think?
I think he's got an awesome sound myself. I really do. He's got a good voice, and then with the duet with the girly over there. We got some fine talent, I do declare, up in here. But you know what we forgot, Mr. Grillion Ideas?
What did we forget?
You know, all opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Grillion Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. That's right.
Yes, we have to say that, folks, because the legal beagles out there said that we need to make sure we have a disclaimer. So that's our legal disclaimer that we have to now start saying on this show, because when people say they come on our show and make comments, we have to protect ourselves with I don't want to call them sharks, but I guess the lawyers. So anyway, yes, thanks for reminding me.
the Pinty Door Stew Company. Pinty Door. Yummy.
Yes, we've learned our lesson that we need to make sure we don't use anybody's name in any
right.
of our jokes.
Right.
For those that are listening, if you haven't fallen off the face of the earth yet, I just want to remind you, too, that we have a great show tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I'm looking on the list here, and I got to get better glasses, but we've got the Grill Charmer lady, which she's coming on tomorrow morning to tell Leslie Haywood's her name, to come and tell us about Shark Tank, speaking of sharks. Shark Tank and her
right.
experience on Shark Tank and her grill charms, which is a pretty cool product. And we've got Greg Hale, and I've been saying his name wrong now for 2 weeks, and he corrected
Uh-oh.
Me today. I've been calling him Greg Heal, but Greg Hale's coming on, and he's got a couple of new cookbooks he's published and working on a new website about the heartland, food and cooking. And we've got the Infusion crew coming on, and they're going to be talking about bubbles in your wine.
Some old lady.
Some old lady, and then also the French Connection in food. And last but not least, tomorrow we have got our good buddy Hoboken Eddie coming on the show to talk about his trip from Jersey to Indiana with his daughter for spring break, and we all know how Hoboken Eddie tells the story, so it should be an interesting show tomorrow, and don't have any idea where Hoboken Eddie's going to take that interview, but we'll just follow along.
No, we don't know. I mean, I may even bust in with Old McDonald Had a Farm. You just never know.
I don't think we're going to have a problem filling air with him. We might have to extend the show an extra half hour knowing the way he is.
Yeah, I know, right?
So
we'll be going over our airtime for sure.
So do you have any exciting things going on over there in Florida? Have you done any grilling? Or are you still on the Hungry Man dinners, or did you try anything
fancy?
Boiled
hot dogs. Boiled hot dogs with salt in the water.
Yeah.
Not anything. In fact, it's going to rain all weekend. It's been raining most of the day here. So I may just have to cook indoors. I'd rather be cooking on the grill. And then just working on our new show intro. That's going to be pretty awesome. And, you know, planning world domination and looking at hookers on Craigslist. That's about as exciting as my life is. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got big plans. I'll be I'm actually going to Palm Springs tomorrow if my back holds up. I've been having back issues the past 2 weeks, but I got to go visit family in Palm Springs, yeehaw. And then Sunday, I'm grilling a whole pile of stuff. I'm looking at grilling a turkey and a chicken, and may even throw some ribs in there too. So I don't. Did you notice my grilling escapade today?
No, I didn't, but I've always noticed when you cook food on your Facebook and you post the pictures, you cook like for an army. You cook a lot of food. Like, you have like 7 chickens on the grill, and then another grill lit with burgers. I'm like, another grill with vegetables and stuff. I'm like, how many? Does he have like a secret army that he's feeding? What's going on over there?
Well, I mean, if you're gonna crank up the grill and get the coals going, my feeling is you keep cooking till the coals burn out. So I usually have a lot of leftovers and a lot of carryover too. And then you can eat for 2 or 3 days. You can make soup. You can have leftovers. Like this morning, I was eating leftover steak and eggs. So it has, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, I do cook a lot.
Nice, nice. So what did you cook today? What was today's grilling escapades?
Well, we had grilled shrimp. Or, well, you know what? I always forget. We call it grill-bique. Grill-bique shrimp.
Yes.
And I threw in some Thai seasoning along with, you know, our good buddy Tom from Big Butts Barbecue. He sent
yes.
me some of his extremely hot barbecue sauce. So mixed that all together in with the shrimp, wrapped it in tinfoil, threw it on the grill, and basically steamed them in that. And man, oh man, was that good. And also had a little salmon and some, I always say it wrong, I always call it Maui, was it Mahi-Mahi? Mahi-Mahi.
Yeah, Mahi-Mahi, yeah. Nice. Have you ever tried Tom's cranberry sauce?
Yes, I have. Very good stuff. And we're going to try to get
stuff.
Tom on the show. And I can't believe the guy, I think the guy is bashful to come on our radio show, but we're trying to get him on. He's deep in the woods somewhere, but we're going to try to have him on because he's got an excellent product. So that's pretty much it. It was a seafood night, and it's going to be a turkey and chicken weekend.
Nice. Very cool.
And also seeing family, which, as you can tell, I'm real excited about that. But in case they're
yes.
in case they're listening, I won't say anything further.
Yes. The excitement is in the air. Oh, yeah. Palm Springs. Never
yeah.
been to Palm Springs, but it's in California. I do know
well,
that.
I actually lived in Palm Springs for a year, and when it was 126 degrees and your tennis shoes melt to the concrete when you go to the supermarket, I just said, I've had enough of this. Matter of fact, we would set the temperature on our air conditioner at 84, just enough so the butter on the counter wouldn't melt. And I think I had like $1,300 electric bills during the summertime. And you set it on 84, and your air conditioner would run 24/7. So not my cup of tea. If you like the hot weather, everybody says, oh, but it's a dry heat. Yeah, so is an oven. So.
Yeah, I know. That sounds exactly like Orlando. Like, it'll be 98 outside, and the humidity will be like 102. It's super awesome.
Super awesome. So anyway, that's where I'll be heading to. I think it's supposed to be 110 there tomorrow, so that ought to be a fun and dandy time. I'm used to the 70 and 80 degree weather here in San Diego, but going across the mountain to see family. So that is pretty much it. And I guess I'll make sure everybody just make sure you tune in tomorrow. I've already gave the rundown on who's going to be on. We've got a great show lined up, and then the next few weeks. I won't go through all of them all right now, but we've got a slam-packed schedule all the way now, Crispy, until May 19th. We've got people
wow,
scheduled. So
That's a full schedule for Saturday and Friday shows. That's sweet.
So we're staying busy, and we appreciate everybody's support out there from coast to coast and worldwide. We keep having great numbers, and we're getting great guests, and we appreciate all the singers who come on our Friday night show, and that's been very well, too, well accepted. So I guess we're moving along here, and I hear rumors that we might even have a Sunday show.
Possibly. That's what I've been hearing around the water cooler over there. That's what I hear. But don't forget, check us out on Facebook, Brilliant Ideas Radio, for all our show updates and all the awesome buffoonery that goes on that page. It's interesting, we'll say.
It's interesting. Well, everybody, you have a nice evening. I know it's almost 1 o'clock on the East Coast for Crispy, and he needs to get his beauty sleep. And we appreciate everybody.
So I wake up in time for tomorrow's show.
Exactly. Everybody have a nice one, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on this. Well, not same place, same time, but I guess same link. You can find us on Saturday morning show. And everybody have a nice one, and take care. And his little smoke on the water, and we'll see you tomorrow.